There are calls in Fiji for the offence of sedition to be repealed after senior executives at the Fiji Times newspaper were found not guilty of the charge. Critics say the government is using the offence to target its perceived enemies. The paper's publisher and two editors had been charged over a letter published 2 years ago that made controversial comments about Muslims. Here's Pacific Affairs reporter Liam Fox.
Lawyer Aman Ravindra Singh represented one of the four men who was found not guilty of sedition by Fiji's High Court.
We are definitely very happy with the outcome, and this is also a huge victory for the people of Fiji.
His client Josiah Wangabatha wrote the letter that was printed in the Fiji Times Indigenous Language publication in 2016 that led to the sedition charges. In it, he accused Muslims of historical crimes, including invasion, rape and murder, and said Muslims were now involved in running Fiji. The prosecution alleged the aim of the letter was to sow feelings of hostility towards Muslim Fijians, but the judge disagreed. Also found not guilty was the publisher of the Fiji Times and two of its editors. The newspaper is a regular target of criticism from Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, who took power in a military coup in 2006 and later won an election in 2014. Mr. Ravindra Singh says the charges should never have been laid.
It's very clear to see how the government of the day controls the police and the prosecution. And they will only charge people with sedition if it suits them and their purposes.
There have been several sedition cases in recent times. Only last month, an opposition MP was sentenced to 2 years jail over anti-government graffiti that was spray-painted on bus stops and billboards in 2011. Late last year, two groups of people were jailed for what authorities claimed were attempts to declare separate breakaway states. Mr. Ravindra Singh says the government is using the offence to target its perceived enemies and it should be repealed.
The government of Fiji has used the charge of sedition to quell and suppress any political dissent and the voice of the people.
Nalini Singh from Fiji's NGO Coalition on Human Rights agrees that the offence of sedition has been abused.
Archaic laws like the sedition laws that we have, you know, have been used in a number of ways in Fiji. And so around an opinion piece that is published in a media outlet, you know, it's quite difficult to see how that, you know, leads to sedition.
She hopes the High Court's verdict in the Fiji Times case will prevent more charges from being laid in the future.
In this case, we see that now we have a precedent set by our judiciary to ensure that this does not happen again. And we hope that, you know, further intimidation of the press does not happen.
Professor of the School of Government at the University of the South Pacific, Vijay Naidu, also agrees that police and the Director of Public Prosecutions have abused the offence of sedition, but he does not think it should be repealed.
If people are genuinely, you know, trying to usurp power and overthrow government, then there is a place for sedition. But not, you know, when it's used in a kind of very flexible way, you know, to incorporate all sorts of things, including letter writing, you know, by random people, you know.
Professor Vijay Naidu from the University of the South Pacific, Liam Fox with that report.